Mental illness diagnoses are on the rise in Switzerland. In 2021, almost half of all new disability pensions were issued because of mental health problems. In addition to this, the Job Stress Index 2022, published at the end of August, surveyed 3,022 Swiss men and women aged between 16 and 65 as part of the monitoring carried out regularly by Health Promotion Switzerland in collaboration with the University of Bern and the Zurich University of Applied Sciences. It found that the number of working people who feel emotionally exhausted exceeded 30% for the first time since 2014. For sure, the pandemic has impacted these statistics, and Switzerland isn't alone here. We know from World Health Organization data that rates of anxiety and depression have increased by 25% since the beginning of the pandemic on a global level. And of course, all of this has implications for companies and organisations, both in Switzerland and elsewhere, in terms of lost productivity due to absenteeism, absence from work because of illness, but also lost productivity due to presenteeism, people coming to work and not performing fully because of their health. Health Promotion Switzerland has estimated that if something can be done about all of this through targeted occupational health management measures, the Swiss economy could make potential annual savings of 1.5 billion through the reduction of absenteeism and 5 billion through the reduction of presenteeism. We know that early intervention in mental illness improves the chances of recovery and the overall prognosis for an individual. The longer a person struggles with their mental health before getting the help that they need, the more likely they are to require time off work, and the more complicated the situation can become. But mental illness is still a taboo subject. Stigma is one of the leading reasons preventing people from getting the help that they need and leading to poor mental health outcomes, particularly in the workplace. When it comes to talking about mental health, there's fear of negative repercussions, concerns about being considered as weak or ineffective, fear that it will impact career prospects, or fear that you might be seen as letting the team down. As a result, many people suffer in silence. Stigma is the direct result of lack of knowledge and understanding. So there's definitely work to be done to improve mental health literacy, raise awareness about how common mental illness is, and that mental illnesses are treatable. We need to break down stigma and make it okay to talk about mental health and ask for help when we need it, so that hopefully we can reach a point where we value mental and physical illness equally. Catch this podcast and others in the series at worldradio.ch/healthmatters. My name is Dr. Michelle Wright. Thank you for listening.